Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Ooh-wee.
Shalom, 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 family. Can you hear me?
Shalom, shalom, sis.
Shalom, grace and peace. Happy Sabbath. Hi, Holy Sabbath. Happy Passover.
Happy Passover, family.
Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel.
Amen.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Oh, then it's this mic, then it's this cord. Hold on. USB cord. This may not work tonight. How do this sound? Can you hear me?
Take your phone off the speaker.
There's an echo. Isaiah, you said he heard me loud and clear.
Okay, it sounds good.
Okay,
it sounds good now.
It sounds good.
It's
good.
It's
good.
It's an echo
speaking
right now.
Right now.
All the way down.
Okay, but it's okay now?
Your side is good, but I hear it on my phone.
Okay, now
Dan
okay, has
now
echo. And just, I'm plugging from the aux cord. That's all you need to do is just keep it on speaker. Take it off to the boom box.
I got it. But then we can't hear Isaiah.
Are you testing 1, 2, 3? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Can everybody hear the brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Isaiah, and just as long as he's reading, you can hear him. Let's get started, Papa.
Read something for us, brother. I want to make sure everybody can hear him. If you can't hear him, then we're going to have Keith to read.
Okay. All right. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. How was that?
You know what, Jew? We're just going to have to pick the mic up over here. Because, we got a lot of ears here and... I think, you know, we need to be hearing what's going on. So, and the
okay.
mic is, the speaker is low. So, please, you know, forgive us and we apologize. Hopefully, we can pull this off tomorrow. We're going to try to do it, you know, we're going to try to get this done. But we will try it again tomorrow. But we really need to get so, Keith, you're going to have to find us a scripture that we're going to stand and face Jerusalem. Jerusalem is this way, everybody. Okay, yeah, it's this way. All right. Shalom, man. Shalom. Okay, everyone. Sisters, cover your head. Brothers, uncover your head. We're going to approach the fire. Keep not thy silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God, for lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarites. Gabal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assur also is joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot. Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Caesarea, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, yea, all their princes as Zebah and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take ourselves the houses of God in possession. O God, make them like a wheel, as the stone before the wind, as a fire burning a wood, as a flame sets the mountains on the fire. So persecute them with thy tempest and make them afraid with thy storm. I have read Psalms 83, verses 1 through 16. May the Lord add a blessing to the teaching of his word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon me. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a manner for seeing, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them, their hearers, and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Happy Passover, everybody. Happy Passover. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to family near and far. We want to call on the Father because it's all about Him. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. Yo, y'all need to sit down. Sit down. Sit down. That's right, Jet. Have a seat. There you go. All right. It's about Him. And it's about His Son. It's about the Father and His Son. Now, here's the thing. How many of us is parents in here? Right? Okay, all right. How many of us is going to give our children for a crackhead? Exactly. How many of us is going to give our children for somebody that was born in the, going to the penitentiary? So, hey, nope. Homosexual? You're going to give your son for a sodomite, right?
No.
No?
No.
But the Father did. He gave His only begotten Son for us. For all of us. He gave His only begotten Son for us. You. God came down here for us. You know how I know that? Because not everybody we know to be here tonight. That separate us from them. So His Son died for us.
Agreed.
This is what we're going to get into, this blood. This is that blood that cover us in our house. When you come up under that blood, your family get covered. Your prayers get answered.
Amen.
You know, you get to say things like, you know, everybody is okay. We may not be where we want to be in life and our successful states and all that, but for the most part, I don't see nobody here talking about they need something to eat. Nobody here missing no meals because the Lord is merciful.
Amen. Amen.
And He hear prayers.
So we got to recognize this kind of love. This was the Passover. But I know we hear about, you know, Christ getting up on the cross and he dying and he suffering for us. But that's not all. He gave us his blood.
Yeah.
We come. Cup. And so much the angels see the blood. They know who you are. You don't know who you are. If you knew who you are, you would have the issues you're struggling with.
Amen.
You got to look at this blood. You got to believe in this thing. We ain't just coming here for the feast. We coming here because we believe in the blood that was shed for us and our forefathers.
Amen.
Let's get started. Let's go into Leviticus 23 and verse 1. Leviticus 23 and 1, when you pick it up, read Leviticus 23 and 1. This is, Leviticus is the book of the Levites. It's not the book of Israel. It's for the priests. So more times than not, when you hear God talking in Leviticus, he's talking to you like you should know what we're talking about. Moses talked directly to the Levites. It's a book called Levitical. Verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Leviticus 23 and 1.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. And holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein.
This is the one we celebrate every weekend, the Sabbath day. Why? Because he told us to do it? No, because we want to take part in the seventh day.
Yes.
We want to take part in the day that he said is 1,000 years.
Yes.
No. Only dash. This is what we keep every week. We try to, the Sabbath day represents the first resurrection. When you keep the Sabbath day, you're saying that's where I want to be. You don't keep the Sabbath day, you're saying I ain't interested. There it is. If you're interested in it or not, if you want to be in it or you're done.
Agreed.
Okay? Continue.
It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
Uh-huh.
These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their season. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover.
This is tonight. From the new moon, 14 days from April 5th is tonight. Tonight is the Lord's Passover. I just thank the Father for the clouds that he gave us because he didn't give us any tonight. All you see is a full moon.
Yes, agreed.
See that?
Yes.
14 days.
No rain.
Here we are. Tonight is the Lord's Passover. This is why we're keeping it. We're in the 14th day of the month of Abib. Forget the, you know, I know we got our calendars that we have to operate on, but those of us that's thinking on the Most High God, we thinking on this. We trying to keep up with these feast days. That's really what's up.
Amen.
Skip the rest of this planet. That's really what's going on. And this kick it off. Continue.
Verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
That's tomorrow, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Continue.
And unto the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread.
Uh-huh.
In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
You're going to find out that tonight is that first day.
Yes.
Going to find out that the 15th day is exactly what it is. It's the 15th day, but this is the first night of unleavened bread.
Yes.
Continue.
But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the 7th day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
Okay, so we have to understand when is the 7th day. So 7 days from tonight is what? Huh? Last night. What's the date?
24.
Thank you. That's the last night. Those that didn't hear, 24. You're going to see some people keeping it after us because some of us don't believe that the Passover is the first day of unleavened bread. So they keep the Passover, then they keep the 15th day and say, well, the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread, and it's not. It's the 15th day. That's it. It's all to it. Look at this a little further. Let's go to skip down to 28 and continue.
Verse 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go to St. John chapter 1 and verse 28. St. John chapter 1 and verse 28.
St. John 1 and 28. These things were done in Bethphara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
See, behold, the Lamb of God, which do what?
Take away the sin of the world.
That's what it is. He come to take away the sins of the world. So Christ is the Lamb of God, figuratively speaking. Figuratively speaking, Christ is the Lamb of God. He is the Passover. To do what?
Take away the sins of the world.
Take away what?
The sins of the world.
Take away the sins of the world. That's why we're here. Your sins been forgiven? Your sins been forgiven? Your sins? How do you know your sin has been forgiven? Huh? Your sin has been forgiven? Your sin has been forgiven?
Well, I know mine has. Have yours been forgiven? Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about, because that's what you pray about every night.
Yeah.
But that ain't even a question.
Taken away for the remission of sin.
As long as you ain't sinning, you ain't got to worry about me.
Right. That's what it is.
But he come to take away the sins of the world. We got sins on us that we're going to have removed when we get in the baptism of food. Then you come up under what? His blood. And that's the blood that cleanses us. That's the blood that he shed tonight so that we won't be in sin before the Father.
Amen.
The last thing you want to be is in sin.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 53 and 1. Isaiah 53 and 1. We receive it, read.
Isaiah 53 and 1.
Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Y'all hear that? That's enough that should make you want to run around the world.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. If we really understand the gravity of sin, do we understand the damnation that come with it, or the death that precede, the damnation that precede the death? But because of him, we healed. We've been forgiven. By his stripes. That's why I asked that question. Who's going to get a child to be done like Christ was?
Amen.
Who's going to get a child to be beaten like that, or tortured, or even put up on the cross? In the prime of his youth. The Father is. That's it. It's a lot of heroes in this world, but there ain't one bigger than that. That take a whole lot of heart.
Amen. Amen.
His stripes we healed. Continue.
Verse 7.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living.
See that? He said, he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. That's what John said. Here come the Lamb of God that do what? Take away the sins of the world. Then he said this. He said he was brought as a sheep before her shearers. So he opened not his mouth. So when he was before the priest, he didn't say nothing. You know what they said? They had to get him and say, I adjure you in the name of the living God to answer, are you the Son of God? They had to invoke the power of God to make him speak. And then he said, who shall declare his generation? What do you mean, declare his generation? Why? Because when he died, that was a generation wiped out of Bethlehem. That was a whole generation wiped out. Just like we just got through doing this lesson about when you started getting your gift. See, by him being a newborn, it's hard to tell where your gift's at, even if you're an angel. But once you're two or three, your gift starts showing up, and the angels know what to look for. They know whether or not if you one of those children. So they didn't know. So what did they do? They killed them all from 2 years old and younger, looking for the Christ. And when he was killed, that generation was wiped out. He was the last one.
Amen.
This is in Isaiah. I don't get how my brother's man in the Hebrew says to be reading the Old Testament. You got a problem with the New Testament. Don't understand the Old Testament. And you tripping on me. You tripping on me. Yeah, you are tripping. You tripping on yourself. You can't see the Christ in the Old Testament. What you looking for? What's your purpose? Read on.
Verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Yeah, it is. For the transgression of who people?
God's people.
The Father.
The Father, God's people.
Look, that's why I said if you was called, it's from God. See that? If you under that blood, it's from the Father. You've been called. This is why the world can be sitting somewhere eating, leavening, and all that, and you sitting there with your mouth wide open saying, I wish you really knew what I knew. All this week, we're going to see people eating leaven and bread. And some of us is going to be horrified, right? But then some of us, we're going to have to be careful because we might sneak a bite or two. And the minute you do, it's no turning back. Ain't no oops. So be conscious. I don't care how hungry you get. Wait till you get home. Wow.
We're at verse 9.
Let's go to Revelation 5 and verse 1. Revelation 5 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 5 and 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven.
It was a lamb that had been what?
Slain.
But what was it slain at? What was it? What was it? No. What was the lamb? It was the Passover. But where was it?
It was slain in the midst of the
throne. No. No. It was in heaven.
Right. That's what it said. Gone.
He said, and no man in heaven, nor on the earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book. Then he said, behold, a lion, one out of the tribe of Judah had prevailed, a lion, which is Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
He said, then he looked and he seen if it was one as though a lamb had been slain. In heaven.
Yeah.
Why you need a lamb in heaven? Sin. That's right. Because of Satan's sin. That's right.
To clean up heaven.
That's right. Because the blood had to clean the most holy place. That was the whole point of sprinkling the blood over the most holy place on the atonement. Because it represented Jesus' blood being sprinkled over heaven.
And that's the most holy place. Why is it the most holy place? Because the Father. The Father. That's right. The Father. It ain't no, that's why I said it's not holy but one. The Father. That's why I made it the most holy place. That's why that lamb had to be sacrificed there, because Satan sinned.
Yes, sir.
So the first thing it did was clean up heaven. You see that?
Yes.
See that? Before it cleans us up, it cleans up. Well, you know what? I got to be cool on that, because all the patriarchs got covered in his blood too. Abraham and Moses and Adam, they got covered with that blood. So I can't say that. But I can say this, heaven was covered before we were.
Agreed.
Okay?
I agree on that.
Wow.
We're at verse 7.
Continue.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four.
And who is him that's sitting on the throne?
The Father.
The Father. Read on.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odours, which are the prayers of saints.
Uh-huh.
And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
So the blood ain't just separated for the children of Israel.
No.
The blood is for every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Whosoever will. If the Father called you and you answer the call, it don't matter what tribe you out of the earth.
Amen.
The Melchizedek priesthood isn't about lineage. It is about righteousness.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to become a Melchizedek priest is if you figure out what it is to be righteous. That's all you got coming.
Amen.
That's the highest call on the planet. It's like being in wait, waiting on being Aaron on the Levitical priesthood. You on top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's his whole point right now. Performing righteousness now, being obedient now so you can be here. How you get there?
Under the blood.
Open the door, the baby's out there. Read on.
Verse 10. And hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
And we're going to be what?
Kings and priests.
So the Lord is going to be raising up what? Right. Kings and priests. And we're going to reign in heaven.
And we shall reign on the earth.
And we're going to be right here on this planet. We're going to be right here. If this planet ain't good enough for you, then leave. I'm trying to be here, Jack. I like the sun and the sky and the stars and the elements. I don't like total darkness. Anybody ever been in total darkness?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been somewhere where you couldn't see? Did you like it? Was you having fun? Exactly. That's the lake of fire without the burning. The last time you see heaven and earth is before you enter into the dirt. That ain't good enough for me. He said we're going to be kings and priests and we're going to reign on the earth if we come up under his blood. If. Revelation 13 and 1. Revelation 13 and 1. Yeah.
Revelation 13:1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon its horns ten crowns, and upon its head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority.
Now watch this, y'all. Right now, we just picked up World War III on up. Not against each other. The dragon gave him his feet to go to war with the children of God, because as long as the children of God is on the earth, they're going to testify that there is a God. That's the difference. Those that don't believe in God are not. So in order to keep the word of God from going forth, you do what? You kill the children of God. Or you try to silence that. That's what he's going to try to do. But this is how we can do it. Skip down to verse 5 and continue.
Verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Uh-huh.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Are we getting this?
Oh, my God.
This is why people are going to be 11 in tomorrow. Because some of the people you know, names are not in the book of life. That's the difference. You are living among a people, or some people, or a lot of people, a lot of really, really close people, whose names are not going to be in the book of life, because they're not going to come up under the blood. They're not even going to attempt to come up under the blood, because the blood is from the Father. You can't come unless he call you. That's why he said their names were not written from the foundation of the world, because they were not called.
Amen.
So you got this people out here. This is the people that you're probably watching on TV right now. That you're screaming about stars and all this type of stuff. Real men and women of God ain't going to play with the word of God. They're going to come with the word of God. Whatever voice they got, they're not going to play with it. They're not going to hint around to it. They're not going to say one or two verses in a whole album and then leave the rest of the album for the world. They're going to be on the whole track. Everything is about God.
Amen.
So all this over thing with this last thing, I don't know what that was about, because I ain't never heard nothing out of that. I'm like, who is that person? See, well, he the next scene of Jesus. I ain't heard nothing. What is he? Who is he? Exactly. Names are not written. You go to work with people like this. You look at people like this every day, and their names are never going to be in the book. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Exodus 12 and 6. Exodus 12 and 6. When you receive it, read.
Exodus 12 and 6. And ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, its head with legs, and with the pertness thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn it with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
It's the Lord what?
Passover.
So what you do with the Lord Passover?
You eat it in haste.
That's one thing. What's the most important thing?
You gonna eat it?
No, no. What's the most important thing? Is the mics open on the phone?
Oh, sorry. You shall not eat of it raw.
No.
Nor... Oh.
What?
Eat all of the
blood. The blood.
The blood. Okay. Does that mean eat all of the
blood? Put the blood on the doorpost. If you don't put the blood on the doorpost, the angel of death, what? He gets you.
Amen.
If you're not under the blood, the angel of death get a hold of you. It's just tonight, the Lord has sent the angel and killed everybody in Egypt. Just like, it's like everybody in here right now, we have blood on the door. And then the Lord sent an angel through Minnesota and just killed every firstborn. Now, what are we doing in here? Huh? You what?
Praying.
You pray. You crying and you praying. You know why you crying and you praying? One is you don't want them to come in here. And the other is you're hoping and praying he ain't getting nobody you know. Unfortunately, like I said, you don't have people's names in the book of life. And that's just the way it is. So if the Lord got you there, you better stay there. You can mess your car.
That blood will save you from death. It'll save you from two deaths. The one that comes after this. The blood will save you. One, because it's going to wake you up from this world and keep you from going to the second death. Who want to be suffering in this world and turn around and then end up in the lake of fire?
That's a great question. The call me asked everybody. He asked everybody, who want to suffer in this world, then turn around and then go to the lake of fire. This is that thing. Well, let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Isaiah 52 and 13. So you take this blood and you put it over the house, and this blood covers the whole house. Who put the blood over the house?
Father.
The Father. So your blood can cover the whole house. The Father put the blood over the house. You see that?
John 3:16, he gave out his only begotten son, right? For the blood. He gave his son for the blood. But John 3:16, I gave my only begotten son.
That's exactly what Nakomi taught yesterday. Yeah. Isaiah 52:13, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 52:13.
Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, in his form more than the sons of men.
When he was, before he was up, put up on the cross, he was already beat up by Israel and the priests. Then he got jumped by the Roman guard. Right? Then they took him and they scourged him. They took him and they tortured him. Then they jumped him again. And then nailed him on the cross. He was already dead before he got on the cross. His body was so marred more than any man. I can't even imagine that, because I done seen some stuff. Read on.
As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
Uh-huh.
So shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider.
Okay. Malachi, you're getting busy. Have a seat, little man. They get restless. Y'all, hey, have a seat. So, his blood is going to sprinkle what?
Many nations.
That's why he said, out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, his blood has what? Out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, his blood is going to sprinkle what?
It's going to sprinkle the door, sprinkle the door, sprinkle over the door for, excuse me, I'm sorry, the post door to protect us for the remission of.
His blood is going to cover kingdoms, Jack.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
His blood is going to cover the kingdom of the world. This is why we are, this blood here is what we are funding. This is the blood we're being about tonight. The only thing is that we're not in no sacrificing mode. But aside from that, we acknowledge in the blood that he shed.
Let's go to Matthew 26:26. We almost through. Matthew 26:26.
Got to understand these feast days are what they are, and we have to acknowledge that. 26:26, when you receive it, read.
Matthew 26:26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
That's the deal. His blood covers sin. So, not only did his blood cover your house, it covered all of our sins.
Amen.
Even the ones we thought about. Every last one. When you come out that water, you're like a brand new baby. You like a phone that you had, you uploaded all this nonsense, then you have to reformat it. Factory it. Right? And when you reset it, it go right back to blank. Everything is all new. That's what happens when you get up under the blood.
all of your sins is forgiven. Every sin that you committed from the first lie you told, did you touch that? No. To the last one you committed when you got in that water. When you get up under that water, you enter into that agreement. What's in the water?
Really? What's in the water? What?
Blood.
On the fifth day, he created what? He created what on the fifth day?
The fish,
no, the fish was the birds and the fish, right? So, birds and fish got what?
Blood.
Blood. Fifth day.
When?
In the water. So when you go in that water, you going in the what? In the blood.
Blood.
You got a brand new makeup.
You got a brand new cover. You got a brand new shine. You spanky brand new. When you go in the water, you go under the blood. It's official. You unplugged. You're not a part of the matrix. It's official. You're right. It's the difference in being set apart and sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Where are
we? We are at 27.
Go ahead.
It says, and he took a cup and gave thanks and gave them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Uh-huh.
But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
See, I told you this whole day is about being with the Father.
Yes,
it's all about the Father. It's about what the Father sacrificed for us.
And it was his Son. It was the Lamb of God, which is to take away the sins of the world. It's the Father's speech. It's the Father's passion, not the Son. It's the Father.
He the one that's offering the offering. Continue. Oh, no. That's good. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Colossians 1 and 12. When you receive it, read.
Colossians 1 and giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Look, giving thanks to the who?
The Father.
For what?
For what? That's part of it. Say what? Say again? What's the verse say?
You're
partakers of what?
The inheritance.
Of who?
Of the saints of light.
Keeping the Passover is for who?
Saints of light.
Right, because everybody ain't got this. Everybody ain't called to this. Everybody's name ain't in the book of life. Right?
Yes.
So you ought to be, we ought to be thankful that we even had it even in our heads, even keeping Sabbath day, let alone a high day.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Read on.
Verse 13. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son,
uh-huh,
in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Read on.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?
Hold that thought. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Amen. Through his blood, we have redemption, even the forgiveness of what?
Sin.
Sin.
That's what the Passover is about. If I forgive your sins, you live. If I don't, you get to go to the lake. If I forgive your sins, you get to be in the kingdom. If I don't, I throw you in the lake of fire with the idol. Really? No. Hold that thought. So, who is forgiveness of sins have saved us through his blood. This is that thing. To be inherited in the kingdom of God because of his blood. That's what Christ said. He said, this is my blood. This is my body. Because he said his body was more than anybody else. This is the bread, which represents my body. Then he said, this is my blood, which is shed, which is for the remission of sin. Now we see here, he said, so that we will what? Take part with him, with the Father in the kingdom. Skip down. Let's do this. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 12. Two verses after this. This one, and then we got one more. Exodus 12 and 13. We receive and read. Exodus 12 and 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. Wait a minute. What's a token? What's a token? A payment. So his blood is going to pay for what?
Our sins.
So this Passover represents our blood being paid for.
Read on. Is that it on 13?
I believe so. No. It says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you.
Hold on. Key. Okay, now continue.
Okay. All right. Exodus 12 and 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
See, this blood is the same blood you're going to need on you. If you don't wake up in the first resurrection, you better hide that blood on you when you come up in the second one. So he could pass over your sin, our sins. Our sins. Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 21.
Verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning.
Read on.
For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you.
So this blood is
protection.
Yes. But it's also seen by the angels. When you up under this blood, he said, I will not suffer the devil to harm you, touch you, or kill you. I'm not going to suffer the destroyer. Who is the destroyer?
Satan.
Satan. So Satan got to what? Recognize the blood. Got to get up under the blood. Your blood, the blood we up under, cover the whole house. See that? It don't matter if you're a man or a woman. He said, wife, who knows? You sanctify your house and your children, your husband and your children, because of your belief. And husband, you sanctify your house, your wife and your children because of your belief. This is the blood. Read on.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service.
Look at here. He said you're going to keep this forever. Even in, that's why Christ said, in my Father's kingdom, you're going to still be performing the Passover, except we're going to be keeping it for 1,000 years. It ain't going to be for one literal day. It's going to be 1,000 years of this. Because we're going to be as in the days of the Lord. You know, we're going to take this off and we're going to walk into that brand new planet. I mean, it's going to be this, but it's going to be eternal. So a day to us is going to be 1,000 years.
Amen.
So the Sabbath day is going to be really a big day because it's going to be 1,000 years long. Don't get no better than that. Read on.
Verse 25.
That's good. Skip down to 43.
Verse 43.
Yes, sir.
All right. Verse 43. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof.
Now, the stranger don't necessarily mean a nation. A stranger is somebody who just don't know God. That could be your family. You don't feed anybody the Passover because the Passover kill you.
Amen.
That's some high potent spirit. The Passover come with power. You don't get a Passover to strangers. You don't get a Passover to people that ain't circumcised. And you don't get a Passover to people that ain't up under the blood because the blood, it again. Not to say you ain't been born and raised in this, that's a different thing. But I'm just saying, we got to be considerate. Read on.
But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof.
See, the Passover points to this. On the first day of the month of Abib, the Lord said, let there be light. Right?
Yes.
So 14,000 years later is the Passover. I'm not saying the earth is 14,000 years.
You're saying from the time of then.
I'm just saying from the time he said, let there be light.
Yep.
You can't put a time on in the beginning.
No.
So I don't know how old the planet is. I'm not going to try to do that math. I could do this math from that day to this when he said it's going to be 14 days to the Passover. Right now, we in the 11th day of the creation. We got, what, two more before the Father come down? Two more thousand years. We at the end of the sixth day. We're at the end of the sixth day, which is the 11th day in the creation. So the 12th day of the creation is the the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day of man. Then after the seventh day, that thousand years, then you go into the what? The eighth day. And what? Man is what? Circumcised.
Yep.
The woman is purified of her blood, right?
Yes, sir.
So flesh and blood do not inherit the kingdom of God, right?
Yes, sir.
All that takes place on the eighth day. So he told us on the eighth day, you circumcise all your males. So in the eighth day of the creation, all males will be circumcised because once we come up out the ground, you've been circumcised. You ain't no more in the flesh like this. No more flesh and blood. It's official. You've been circumcised. Now you can take part in the Father's Passover. If he passed over your sin. Because you got to get through the judgment. If you didn't come up in the first resurrection, you got to get through the judgment. So he got to pass over your sin. And the only way he can do that is what? With his blood. Even in the judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I agree.
Read on.
Verse
43, and the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof.
Jesus don't willy-nilly invite anybody to the Passover because he said this ain't for no foreigner or just anybody. You got to know about this guy. You better know about them. You better know about the Passover. You better know about the dietary laws. You better know about the law. This is why I say you just can't invite anybody to the Passover. Now, the rest of the feast is okay, but this one, he's specific. Foreigners can't mess with this. Somebody you just willy-nilly can't mess with this, but all the rest of the feast, he all right with the son's blood, that's what he left. Now, wrap that around your head. Yeah, the son's blood is for the elect. So if he's for the elect, then that mean what? That mean you one of the elect. If you under the blood.
Yes. Read on.
Verse 46. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh abroad out of the house.
See, this is why you can't have, you can't be, the Passover is the only feast that can't nothing be left in the morning. And you can't take nothing home. See that? So we got to eat it all here. See that?
Yeah.
All right, I hope y'all brought some appetites. Read on.
Yeah.
Read on.
Neither shall ye break a bone thereof.
Uh-huh.
All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land.
Whoa. So the Father don't care about where you from or who you from or what nation you out of. When you get to this point here, you decide, look, I want to take part in the Passover and I go get circumcised.
you want to hear. That's faith for you. That ain't something that guys just wake up and want to do. So this is that thing. Read on.
And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their army.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So, this is why we up under that blood. This is the Passover. This is why we keep the Passover. We keep it for a lot of reasons. And we talk about these different reasons a lot.
We keep the Passover for a lot of reasons, and we talk about the reasons a lot, right?
Amen.
But tonight we're talking about the blood. And then we got to be up under that blood. And when you put that blood up over the doorpost, you cover your house. You got to call it to be a sin in your whole house.
Amen.
Is that right?
When you, once you're up under that blood, you got the power to forgive sins in your whole house. You got the power to forgive sins of others. If they want their sins forgiven, you can do it. You can pray for them, ask their sins to be forgiven, and it will be done. When you up under the blood, because your house is covered. So you bringing that blood up over that person.
Amen. See that? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. So with that being said, we're going to stand face Jerusalem. We're going to pray over this food. And then we're going to take a few minutes, catch our breath. Love on each other, take some pics, eat.
I eat, I don't know about the pics.
You ready? Also remember this. Everybody got their stats. Huh? I got one. Okay. You got your staff?
What? Uh-huh. A staff that's designed? Oh, no.
It sounds like a staff infection. No, I'm just
kidding.
Sorry.
So that's why I put the hat the other one here.
We have all of them.
Okay. All right. Did I shuffle my brow? My original.
Have them all.
No, you don't. All right. Well, let's turn around. We're going to bless the food. Hold on. Yes. We're going to bless the food. And then we're going to pray over each other, and then we're going to eat. We're going to take the Passover, and we're going to eat. How about that? Okay.
Anointing too?
Yep. Our Father, which art in heaven.
Which art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
In the earth.
In earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
And forgive us our debt.
And forgive us our debt.
As we forgive our debtors.
As we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not.
And lead us not.
Into temptation.
Into temptation.
But deliver us.
But deliver us.
From me.
From evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom.
And the power.
And the power.
And the glory forever.
And the glory forever.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to allow us to keep your feet. We ask that you continue to allow us and the blessings to keep your Sabbath day, your weekly Sabbath and your high day. We thank you for putting it in our hearts and making it in a way and providing for us to bring forth something before you, because you told us that we should not appear before you empty, and we thank you for making that a way. And we bless you for blessing us. So in Jesus' heavenly name, we ask that you look down on the things that you brought forth, and you bless them in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask, Father, that you have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom and send forth our physical and spiritual gifts upon us. This Passover, this new year, we ask, Father, that you allow us to go forward this new year with brand new beginnings and brand new ideas and brand new blessings and doors to set us free and give us the wisdom to see. So in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you and we call upon you and we bless you. And in Jesus' name we say,
amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everybody that was listening online, and everybody that's online, we want to thank all of you for taking your time out to keep the Passover with us. And we hope and pray that the Father will allow us to continue to keep the Passover together. Together. Now, where's the oil, baby? I know, where the oil? So, we're going to do a little bit of anointing.
Who first? You right here. Come here. Come here. May the Lord have mercy on your soul and allow you to his kingdom and may send forth both things and spiritual gifts upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Take your hands off your head. Look at me. May the Father have mercy on your sins and allow you into his kingdom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.